Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that the New York Times calls Sally. Don't know why, but they do. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Gainesville, Florida. A 49-year-old named Douglas Kelly bought some meth last week, and he was worried his dealer might have sold him an imitation instead.
Mm, it's hard to find a good meth dealer these
really
days.
It really is.
Not very honest.
Yeah, they're always kind of shady.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think they would be, but they are. So he made the smart decision by calling his local police department and asking them if they would test the meth for him.
Hey, those guys really know meth, though.
Like with the lab kit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, they said sure and told him to bring it right in. So
yeah.
Douglas drove down to the precinct, showed up with a clear crystal-like substance, folded up in some aluminum foil, and that's when the cops gave Douglas some troubling news. They told him that if they tested it and the result said it was actual meth, he would be arrested.
He's like, what? You know, he didn't think about that at all.
He's like, but I get to keep it, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm arrested.
But if the result said it was fake, then Douglas was free to go.
Hooray! So now you want it to be bad.
Yeah, exactly. So the cops tested it, and it was meth.
Oh, man.
It's what you get for not trusting your dealer.
Meth dealer's always getting a bad rep. You know
Come
what
on,
mean?
Man.
Douglas was promptly arrested for felony possession of narcotics. He says he now regrets getting the police involved in his personal affairs.
Lesson learned.
This next laser story is out of Elizabethtown, North Carolina. Last month, Reese's announced a contest where they'd give $10,000 and a year's supply of candy to their most outrageous fan.
But
I'm not sure they were expecting it to go this far.
Oh, no.
I say that because a woman named Renee Cup just won the contest because she named her daughter Reese Cup.
Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I like the name Reese. Like, you have Reese Witherspoon, right? But, like, Reese Cup?
Yep.
Your whole life, man.
The middle name pieces.
She didn't do it just to win the contest. She did it out of pure fandom. When Reese was born 8 years ago.
Oh my God.
She already
this wasn't her kid.
Yeah.
She's like, you want me to prove it? Here we go.
Renee says she and her husband picked the name because their older daughter, Erica, loved Reese's peanut butter cups, and she'd call them Reese's cups.
You're just going to name your daughter after whatever? Oh, marshmallows. Yeah. Our daughter likes marshmallows.
It's everything. It's so literal, guys. We don't have to be so literal with names.
So when their next daughter was born, they decided to, quote, take the idea and run with it.
Uh-huh.
They picked the name Reese Eve Cup. So she would be Reese E Cup.
Yeah.
Now Reese is 8 years old, and apparently the name didn't scar her for life. She actually, quote, loves her name.
Oh.
The cups won $10,000 and a year's worth of Reese's. Most of the other outrageous fans they beat out were people with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup tattoos.
Dude.
There's a lot of people with those out there, I guess.
That little girl is going to be so excited to get married someday. Like the only woman that ever really wants to change her last name.
This next laser story is out of Canada. A few years ago, a Canadian guy named Eric Abramovitz applied for a scholarship at a music school in L.A.
Huh.
He plays clarinet, and he'd already won a bunch of competitions.
Cool.
And the scholarship would have allowed him to study under one of the best clarinet teachers in the world.
Cool.
But unfortunately, he got an email that said he'd been rejected.
Oh.
Then over a year later, he ended up auditioning for the same teacher and found out that he had actually been accepted but never knew it.
What?
How can you be accepted but not know it? They forgot to give him a message?
It turned out that his girlfriend at the time saw an email that said he'd won a full $50,000 scholarship, and she deleted it because she didn't want him to move away.
Oh my God.
Okay,
that is heartbreaking.
That is clingy girlfriend status.
Dude, that is crazy.
Oh. They broke up for unrelated reasons about a year later. And he never knew about the scholarship until he met that teacher. So Eric sued his ex, claiming the scholarship would have set him up to make a lot more money as a musician.
Yeah.
And a judge agreed, awarding him $350,000 in damages.
That's more money than any clarinet player will ever make.
Yeah.
Expensive email.
At this point, Eric doesn't know if he'll ever see any of that money, though, because his ex blocked him on social media, disappeared, and nobody has been able to track her down.
Oh,
she's crazy.
Yeah, and I doubt she has $350,000 to pay him.
Yeah, no.
This next laser story is out of Winter Haven, Florida. There's a 39-year-old woman named Jessie Lopez, and she owns a weight loss clinic called Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So, at Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot, Jessie performs minor cosmetic surgeries and prescribes weight loss drugs to patients and probably has this playing in the waiting room at all times.
I don't know. It seems real legit, guys.
Yeah.
Seems like real top-notch operation here.
You may or may not be surprised by this, but Jessie was recently busted by the DEA and the Florida Department of Health because it turns out that she doesn't have a medical license.
Name is Doctor. Did you hear her name?
She doesn't even have a medical degree. She might not even have a PhD in dropping it like it's hot. We don't know how that goes, but she's facing 6 counts of unlicensed practice of healthcare. And authorities say if you're seeing a medical professional who took their identity from the title of a 2004 Snoop Dogg song, then maybe you're to blame as well.
Ooh. That's definitely your fault.
Yeah.
So I went to Doctor Drop It Like It's Hot. I'm looking great.
This next laser story is out of the land of too much alcohol.
Whoa.
A new survey asked 6,000 Americans about their drunk eating habits, and Taco Bell is by far the most popular place to go when you need to soak up some alcohol.
But the thing is, there's no shame in it. They brand themselves as that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Fourth meal.
Right.
Fourth meal.
Like, that is literally their business plan, is for everybody to get drunk and eat their food.
41% of Americans say it's their favorite spot for drunk dining.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's is next at 25%, followed by Waffle House, 13%.
I love a good Waffle
Denny's,
House.
Denny's, 6%. Mm-hmm. And IHOP, probably before the name change, 5%.
Wow.
Also, the top 3 drunk orders for women at Taco Bell are tacos, quesadilla, and nachos. For men, it's tacos, burritos, and cheesy gordita crunches.
Those are so good.
Mine was a 7-layer burrito.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome. Oh. The blessing
I've
in life is when, you,
Taco Bell,
when you walk into one of those Taco Bell / KFCs drunk.
Oh, you get both?
You got everything.
You get both? It's so good.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Sleep Headquarters.
Ooh, I love these headquarters.
According to sleep researchers out of Penn State University, modern life has gotten so stressful that now we really need 8.5 hours of sleep to be healthy.
Agreed.
We need more?
More sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, way to go, guys, with all this technology. Sounds like you've really streamlined this life thing real well.
Here's why. All of the distractions that we get bombarded with during the day are making it harder for us to fall asleep or go back to sleep when we wake up in the middle of the night.
Mm.
So we really need 8.5 hours in bed to get an actual 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, that made me yawn. You're just even talking about it.
But if you can find a way to get that much sleep, the researchers say it'll be worth it. They say that if you bump yourself up from 6 or 7 hours of sleep to 8 or 8.5 hours of sleep, you might be shocked at how high of a level you can operate on.
Let's go. I'm up for 9 or 10.
Yeah,
let's go right to bed after work.
Sleep all day.
Yeah, I mean,
get up for an hour, eat, and then go back to bed.
I'm
That's
with
good.
It.
I like that, you guys.
This guy is always in bed.
Oh, yeah.
But he's kind of working at the same time. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.